KORN News Radio Sports, Wednesday, July 8th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krentz. Pitchers Paul Skeens, Jacob Mizorowski, and Max Meyer have been ruled out for next week's All-Star Game. They were replaced Tuesday by Riley O'Brien of St. Louis, Philadelphia's Jesus Luzardo, and Braxton Ashcroft of Pittsburgh. Now, those three pitchers all scheduled to throw on Sunday, which means they will be unavailable for Tuesday's All-Star Game. Also in the American League, Boston first baseman Wilson Contreras is selected as a replacement for Vladimir Guerrero Jr. of Toronto. Vlad Guerrero opting to rest his ailing back during the All-Star break. Pittsburgh first baseman Ryan O'Hearn made history last night with a team record 10 RBIs. He would have three home runs against Atlanta as the Pirates win 12-4. O'Hearn hit a grand slam off of Atlanta starter Hurston Waldrop in the first inning, added a three-run shot off Waldrop in the third, and then took Braves reliever Connor Thompson deep with another three-run home run in the sixth inning. Also last night, Kansas City's Tyler Tolbert tied a major league record with hits in 12 consecutive plate appearances. Tolbert was 5 of 6 last night, leading the Royals to a 16-12 win over the New York Mets. Batting ninth in the order, Tolbert hit a two-run home run in the second inning and then had singles in the 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th. Tolbert also went 5-for-5 on Monday versus Philadelphia. Milwaukee would sweep a doubleheader versus St. Louis. So they would get 11 strikeouts in 7 innings from Jacob Mizorowski in Game 1, a 4-3 victory. And then the Brewers beat the Cardinals 10-2 to complete the sweep. Tampa Bay defeats the New York Yankees 6-4. Tampa Bay starter Ian Seymour had 12 strikeouts last night over just 5 1/3 innings. Detroit's Tarik Skubal, he had 9 strikeouts over 5 innings, while the Tigers' Colt Keith had a 2-run home run. Detroit beat the Athletics 6-2. The Boston Red Sox help out the Minnesota Twins, beating the Chicago White Sox last night 8-1. With that loss for the White Sox and a win last night for the Twins, Minnesota now just 3 games back of Chicago for first place in the AL Central. Chicago Cubs beat the Baltimore Orioles 5-2. Cubs get 6 shutout innings from Matthew Boyd. Cubs, they've won 11 of 14. Philadelphia's Zach Wheeler tied a career high with 14 strikeouts as the Phillies beat the Cincinnati Reds 4-1. Kyle Schwarber hit his major league leading 35th home run of the season. And Shohei Ohtani hit his 300th career home run last night, but 2 errors by the Dodgers in the 8th inning would lead to 3 runs as the Colorado Rockies beat the Dodgers last night 4-3. At Wimbledon yesterday, it was 39-year-old Novak Djokovic advancing to the semifinals after winning the longest quarterfinal match in Wimbledon history. Djokovic defeated Canada's Felix Auger-Aliassime in 5 sets. It lasted 5 hours and 15 minutes. Djokovic, looking for his 8th Wimbledon title, will take on the defending champ Jannik Sinner coming up on Friday. On the women's side, 22-year-old Coco Gauff rallied past Jessica Pegula to reach her first Wimbledon semifinal. Gauff will now take on Karolina Muchavo for a spot in Saturday's final. And that's Look At Your Sports for this Wednesday, July 8th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krentz.